This is KCUR 89.3. The USA women's gymnastics team starts competing tomorrow in the World Championships in Germany. And as KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, a Grain Valley gymnast will play a key role.
You've heard of the famous threesomes like the Three Musketeers or Charlie's Angels. At the Great American Gymnastics Express, or the Gage Gym in Blue Springs, Kara Aker is one of three gymnasts targeting the 2020 Olympics. They don't have a moniker, but Aker says they've reached world-class level by pushing each other.
We definitely use each other as a boost. So we try to support each other and the others do the same.
Gage has a history of producing top gymnasts, but there hasn't been a trio like this at the gym since the early 2000s, when Taryn Humphrey, Courtney McCool, and Sarah Shire competed across the globe. Humphrey, the most decorated, earned two silver medals at the 2004 Olympics. The other two gymnasts, currently working to be on Team USA in the Tokyo Olympics, are Leanne Wong and Aaliyah Finnegan. All are 16 years old. Gage coach Al Fong says they were identified around 3 years ago for their potential.
They've already been in our program for, three or four years, but they have gotten to a point where they can start training specifically for the Olympics. And it's a good four-year process.
Training intensified over the summer with domestic competition, the Pan Am Games in Peru, and the U.S. Championships at Sprint Center, all condensed into a hectic schedule.
And we're bringing out the Gymnastics Express, Kara Aker.
At the National Championships, Aker and her Gage teammates began on the balance beam, the apparatus that Gage is reputedly the strongest. Aker was a favorite for the event. She had qualified for the balance beam final at last year's World Championships, her first time in the USA senior team. And at the Pan Am Games, Aker won a silver on the beam. But in the first round of the Nationals, she fell off the beam at the tail end of a tumbling series on a backflip sequence. But Fong says there's a good reason for the fall.
That is one of the hardest beam routines in the world. So, she's been more consistent hitting it, but there's when you have a beam routine that hard, you're going to have these hiccups.
Aker regrouped and earned a silver on the balance beam at the Nationals for the second straight year. On the medals podium for the beam, Aker and Gage teammate Wong, the bronze medalist, flanked reigning world champion Simone Biles.
You look at Simone and she's just like an amazing athlete. So yeah, when you see that, you see our kids side by side, regardless what the score is, it's a great picture.
Leanne Wong placed fifth in all around, the highest all around finish among the three Gage gymnasts. After the national championships, they needed a break. So with some time off, the gymnasts went to the Kansas City Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph. Wong was thrilled to watch quarterback Patrick Mahomes practice.
It's just really cool to see them in person when you normally watch them on TV.
After resuming their training, the three Gage gymnasts attended the national team camp in Sarasota, Florida. It was there where Aker was named to the national team and Wong an alternate. Aker says the experience of last year's championships in Doha, Qatar was huge.
Being able to get used to going for that long away from home, also training with the gymnasts there in Doha.
As for Wong as an alternate, Fong says she needs to stay ready.
It's just like, in the Chiefs football, you have to have people on the bench who can, in case someone gets injured, they got to come in. And when you get that Super Bowl ring, everyone gets it.
The World Championships run through all of next week in Stuttgart, Germany. After Aker flies back to Kansas City, there won't be much downtime. The trio will regroup and train for more competition, leading into the Olympic trials next June in St. Louis. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.